You know that feeling when you reach into your truck's center console and pull out a crumpled, faded receipt from like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. The absolute worst.
Right. Instantly, you just get a headache thinking about how to actually process it. So today, we are jumping into a deep dive based on a really fascinating breakdown from the Maya product website.
Yeah, it highlights a super counterintuitive idea.
Exactly. We are looking at Expensify, which is, this enterprise giant with something like 50 features, and we are pitting it against an ultra simple alternative called Maya for QuickBook.
And that one has exactly one feature. Just one.
Literally just one. And we are going to see why having fewer features might actually be, well, your biggest advantage.
It's so interesting because, I mean, it completely flips how we usually value software, right? We
Yeah.
just naturally assume more buttons means a better product.
We really do. So let us look at the heavyweight first. Expensify boasts 50 features. We are talking things like SOX compliance, which are, those super strict federal rules for corporate auditing, or ERP integration, meaning it just ties directly into these massive, complex, company-wide databases. I mean, it is built to do absolutely everything. It is like buying a commercial multi-boiler espresso machine for your office.
Which is totally brilliant if you are, say, a 200-person company with a dedicated finance department to actually manage all that data.
But what if your crew just needs a quick cup of drip coffee on the road, right?
Exactly. And that is where the Maya product website really zeroes in on a completely different demographic. They are looking at small, 5 to 20-person field crews.
Like plumbers or roofers or construction worker.
Yeah, exactly. Because in those businesses, the owner usually is the finance team. So handing them Expensify is like, well, forcing a construction worker to use a 100-button universal remote just to turn on a flashlight.
Oh, wow, that is a great analogy. They do not need complex enterprise tracking. They literally just need to see in the dark.
Right. So Maya for QuickBook strips the entire process down to a single action. You just take a photo of your receipt and you text it to a dedicated number. That is it.
Wait, really? Just a text message.
Just a text. Behind the scenes, the software uses optical character recognition. So essentially, AI that can read and understand text from images.
Oh,
Yeah. And it pulls the vendor name, the amount, the date, and then it maps it to the right expense category and just automatically drafts the entry in QuickBooks.
so there is no app to download at all. Like, no logging in, no navigating weird menus.
Zero training required. And, that actually brings us to the core issue here because software capabilities do not matter at all if you cannot get human beings to use them.
Oh, for sure. If nobody opens the app, it is useless.
Right. And the Maya product website highlights these industry studies showing that 40 to 60% of employees just simply do not use their company's designated expense tools.
That is massive. Nearly 60%.
Yeah, they stuff receipts in their pockets, they use personal email, or they just totally forget.
But wait, Expensify is not blind to this, right? I mean, don't they have smart scanning and those automated nag emails to force people to actually submit their expenses?
Sure, they do. But think about a roofer for a second. They are not checking their work email while balancing on a ladder.
Yeah, that is completely fair.
To them, an email reminder is just another annoyance to swipe away. But Maya sidesteps that whole battle by piggybacking on a habit they already have.
Texting.
Exactly. Field workers already send around 80 text messages a day. By making receipt submission just another text, the chore rides along on a behavior they are already doing effortlessly anyway.
So you do not have to train a new habit. You just sort of hijack an old one.
Precisely. And this directly impacts the bottom line, especially when you look at the pricing models.
Right, because Expensify charges per active user, I think.
Yeah, ranging from $5 to $36 a month per seat. So half your crew refuses to use the app. You are still paying a monthly fee just to manage those empty seats.
Oh, that is so frustrating.
It really is. Whereas Maya for QuickBook charges a flat rate for the whole company. So you aren't penalized by your own team's non-adoption rate.
So you are basically paying for the actual solution rather than paying per head for a tool no one even wants to open.
Exactly. You solve the adoption failure instead of paying to manage it.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? I mean, it really comes down to being honest about your actual workflow.
Right.
You have to ask yourself if you genuinely need a massive software platform to handle complex corporate compliance, or if you just need a simple text message to get the job done.
Because simplicity is not a limitation in this scenario. It
Yeah.
really is the entire point.
Which leaves us with this final thought. If a one-feature tool can defeat a 50-feature enterprise platform just by tapping into a daily habit we all have, like texting,
Yeah.
What other complex, bloated software in your daily workflow could be entirely replaced by one frictionless, simple action? Next time you pull a crumpled receipt out of your pocket, give that some thought.